We're joined now in the studio by Felicia Sullivan. She's a senior researcher at CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. She joins us now to tell us a little bit more about what the current status of youth and voting is in America. Welcome to the show, Felicia.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, Mike. I'm really pleased to be here.
Well, we appreciate it so much. First, why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Sure. So CIRCLE, which as you said is the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, is a nationally known organization working on research and issues related to young people and civic engagement, and political engagement and voting is one of the things that we look at. And when we talk about young people, we predominantly are looking at 18 to 29-year-olds, but we do look at younger populations and school-age populations in the K through 12 spectrum as well.
Okay. And what are some of the subjects that you have that you look at, or some of the issues that you research?
Sure. I mean, one, we just finished fielding a poll that happened just before the election on sort of youth attitudes, or 18 to 29-year-old attitudes about the election, and who they were going to vote for and how they were getting information about the campaign. So we certainly do some of that sort of political assessment of where young people are at. But we also look at how civically engaged young people are. Are they volunteering in their communities? How are their relationships with institutions, schools, government? What kinds of sort of civic attitudes and behaviors do they have? So that's another area we look at. We're also interested in the state of civic education in the United States primarily, mostly in the K through 12 spectrum, but we also look at college age populations and non-college young people as well. So we do a wide range of things around civic education, political engagement, civic attitudes and beliefs and values.
Now, when you did your recent poll talking or measuring the attitudes of young people about the state of the government, did you find any connection between that and their civic engagement? Do you see correlations in that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think one of the things is I think there's a dominant narrative out there that thinks that young people don't care, or that they're slackers, or that they're not really that engaged. And, you know, the poll that we conducted, you know, found that, we polled a nationally representative sample of 18 to 29-year-olds. And so we found that, you know, about 70% of them said that it was very likely or extremely likely that they were going to vote. And over 70% said they were really paying attention to the election. I think that idea that, you know, young people don't care is not actually correct.
I'm happy to hear that. You know, we talk about that, you know, in schools. Of course, I'm a school teacher, and we talk that a lot about, you know, how much are kids engaged and how much do they care. And I'm happy to hear those answers. If you're just tuning in with us now, we are talking with Felicia Sullivan. She is a senior researcher at CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. Sterling, you have a question.
Yeah, what motivates young people to vote?
Well, I mean, I think young people are as diverse as older people, so I think there's a wide range of reasons why they vote. In our recent poll, we found that about a third of young people are interested in voting and engaging in the voting process because they think it's part of being a responsible citizen. But certainly large numbers view it as a way of sort of expressing their opinion and expressing their choice, and others also view it as sort of a right that they have and that they need to exercise, and still others view that it's just sort of there's important things happening and that they need to, you know, weigh in on the important things. So there's a wide range of reasons why young people vote, but we found that, you know, a good chunk of them believe it's because their responsibility as citizens in this country.
Do you ever find out how they make their decisions? I mean, do most young people follow what their parents do? Do they follow what their families do? Do they follow what their friends do? Do you have any idea of how they vote?
Well, we do have a little bit of understanding of what influences young people to vote. I think, again, there's a dominant narrative that says it's because they're all connected to the internet and they're all online, and that's why, you know, that the internet has a large impact on why they choose to get engaged. So partly those sort of tools do amplify the opinions and ideas of young people, but we found that really what really influences young people is to have people in their lives that they have direct connections to, and that's often parents or friends or organizations that they really trust, kind of engage them and talk to them about issues, ask them what they think, encourage them to get involved, encourage them to vote. So we found that, you know, really parents and friends in person, actually do influence young people to think about their choices.
Do you find that you know, this may be part of that civic engagement question, but do you find that young people are talking more or paying attention more than they used to, less than they used to what's happening in the political realm? What do you know about that?
Well, I mean, it's really hard to say exactly how, you know, things stack up historically, but we do know that the turnout for young people at the polls has been raising since 1996. So we've seen a steady trend of young people going to the polls and voting. And we believe that that's also, you know, voting is sort of one of those last steps in the process of being civically engaged. So, you know, we do also look at census data, and we are finding that young people are having dinner with their families, talking to their neighbors, engaged in the community. So there really are a wide range in terms of, you know, our census that, yes, it's increased, especially for the current 18 to 29-year-old generation or sort of the millennial generation. But, you know, it's a little hard. There's such a range of activities that are involved in sort of civicness and civic-mindedness, and so we try to look at as wide a range as possible. We found even young people who don't vote or maybe don't view themselves as political do, you know, or maybe have not been on a college campus and had the benefit of being involved in discussions in a classroom, really do view themselves as members of their community. We recently did a report on non-college youth, and many of them exhibited and were involved in very, like, community-helping attitudes and activities. So I think that's the other thing, is young people have a wide range of ways in which they express their sort of engagement. So some of them might be voting, some of them might be talking politics, some of them actually might be helping out in their community and connected to community organizations. So there's a wide range of ways in which young people are engaged.
That's great. Kara, you have a question.
Yeah, now I'm wondering, why is it important for youth to vote?
Well, I mean, if you think about it this way, people always put a large sort of emphasis on senior citizens. Senior citizens are such a large voting bloc, and they're so important, and politicians pay a lot of attention to senior citizens. Well, if you take the group of people who are 65 plus and the group of people who are 18 to 29, there are 7 million more 18 to 29-year-olds than there are 65-year-old plus.
Wow.
Right? So if all of those young people got themselves organized and had organizations like the AARP representing them, they would be as paid attention to as the senior citizens. So I think there's many, many issues that affect young people: jobs, the economy, the cost of higher education. You know, young people who are starting their families, our young families, home ownership. I mean, there's so many issues that affect young adults that not to be engaged lets other people make the decisions for them. And they are a really significant part of the population that could have a huge political voice if organized.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't realize that those numbers, 7 million more 18 to 29-year-olds than over 65-year-olds.
Yeah, and that's of the eligible voting population. That means that they're citizens and they are eligible to vote.
Well, then it probably makes sense that some of that is being tapped into, as you were saying, like every year there tends to be more and more young people starting to vote. That's exciting. Now, unfortunately for our conversation, the election is passed. We've missed it. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What have you learned in your research up to this, the latest presidential election, that's going to affect what you do 4 years from now?
Well, I mean, I think if you're talking about political campaigns and sort of politicians or folks who are working in the policy arena who want to really get young people involved, is that they really need to target young people as a constituency. They really need to ask them in person, get out there, like get messages to them, engage them in really authentic, meaningful ways. For instance, the Romney campaign this time around did far better than the McCain campaign did last time, because they focused on some messages to youth and thought about getting young people involved. So I think when young people have really turned out in high numbers, it's because politicians have paid attention and have thought of ways of engaging young people. So I really think it's got to be more than just lip service. It really has to be get them on your campaign staff, get them in your community organizations, get them advocating for your issues. And I think the biggest thing is one, ask young people to be involved, ask them to do things, and also really get them information, you know, information about how to register, how to vote, where to go to vote, how what things they can do to contact their representatives, like just basic information. So I think those two things, like asking and getting information, can make a big difference.
Oh, Felicia, this has been so wonderful having you with us. I mean, these are the kinds of things that we've been talking about in the Youth Radio Project and ways of getting youth involved and being part of the civic movement of America. It's so wonderful. It has been great. And if you're just tuning in with us now, we've been speaking with Felicia Sullivan, the senior researcher at the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement. Felicia, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I just think, like you said, projects like yours that actually have young people taking ownership of projects and really getting involved and being in decision-making positions and really getting skills that really help them communicate their ideas and communicate their interests and really can help them figure out like what role they're playing are really important. And I think that's across campus, across communities. Just think about the young people in your life and think about ways that you can get them to sort of take ownership of things.
Well, Ms. Sullivan, we sincerely appreciate your help with us here today. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me on.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.